Hi, I'm Danny.
And I'm Evan.
And welcome back to Virtual Reality, where we spill all the reality TV news and gossip.
And get ready to listen to our full, unedited interview with the Real Housewives of Potomac star herself, Robin Dixon.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Things are really spicy on Potomac, and you are bringing, a lot of the heat. I mean, this last episode was wild. The whole showdown with Karen. We brought out the picture of Blue Eyes. Ooh. How are you processing it all today, especially after the reunion?
Yeah, you know what? So first of all, when I watched that episode, you know, they sent it to us before the reunion. I died laughing at the sketch of the blonde in Georgetown. These actors are hilarious. Like, it was so funny, but it was just, what was even funnier to me was that Karen, like, those words actually came out of Karen's mouth. I'm like, you don't think you sound ridiculous right now? Like,
she was so specific. Like, she's beautiful, natural, mature, lives in Montgomery County. It almost felt like Karen was workshopping an idea for like a Hallmark movie.
It was 50 Shades of Karen.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was the funniest thing. So like, I don't know. I guess I gotta find, wherever she said she read it on a blog. And then that was the other part that was like, you know, once they reveal that it was read on a blog, and I'm like, so you read this on the blog, and from that you deduce that it looks like, that she looks like you, and that he wants you. I'm just like, this is the most insane, laughable joke I've ever heard.
Well, so that's what it came down to, that Karen said that Juan apparently is trying to knock on her, deliver something other than pizza to her door.
I mean, I think Karen is letting you all know who she thinks about every night when she goes to bed. I mean, the delusion, it's like obvious that she wishes there was a little something there. So
What were your thoughts on her claiming that Juan propositioned a threesome with Karen? She was so confident when she said it.
I mean, it was so funny because, like, that was, I didn't even like, it was so long ago. We're talking about something that was said at the season 4 reunion. Like, we're in season 7 now. And so I vaguely remember, like, us, you know, laughing and joking about a threesome at the reunion. And so I'm like, okay, first of all, I know Juan, he's very playful, he is flirty, and I know that if he said whatever she said he said to her, it was a joke. Like, I just was just like, you sound ridiculous. Like, she sounded like she's been sheltered all her life and has never had an interaction with, you know, a friendly interaction with a man. And I was just like, you know, this clearly was him being playful and joking, you know, just about what just transpired at the reunion. And I just brushed that off. And in the moment when she brought up like how he hugged her and she felt uncomfortable, like, it was still laughable to me. But when I watched the episode, I was like, you know what, this is actually borderline dangerous, because I felt like she was implying something that didn't happen, you know, that just we shouldn't put out there. You know, you've got Candace all mad about what Giselle said about Chris. And then you have Karen over here talking about, oh, he hugged me hard and I was uncomfortable. I'm like, we've got to stop this. Like, it was too much.
Well, that's what, I was watching, I was thinking that exactly, where I was like, we just got past having a whole conversation about how these allegations can really upset people with their partners and everything like that. Did Candace ever, like, kind of talk to you after that to be like, because you've been so far, like, defending Candace through the season, which she's been appreciating. I was wondering if she reached out to you
Not at all. No one had it, you know, and there's like, so that shows a lot of, just a lot of double standards and hypocrisies with the show, you know, with, you know, certain people can say things and when other people say it, it's like the end of the world. And so that definitely right there shows some of the double standards and hypocrisies. I mean, it was just maybe because I didn't react the same way that Candace reacted. You know, if I had reacted like, oh my God, how dare you? You're hurting, you know, you're jeopardizing my husband and blah, blah, blah. Like if maybe if I had reacted in that manner, but in that moment, it was such a, like everything out of her mouth was such a joke to me. But when I look back on it, when I watched the episode, I was like, wow, I'm like, this is so interesting that you can sit here and throw this out there as if that, like, there's no reason for you to bring that up if you're not implying something happened inappropriately, you know? So and
the language was so charged too. Like, he crushed my breasts into my vertebrae. It was a lot.
Yeah. And I'm just like, if that's the case, why not say something then? Why not say something to him then? Why not say something to me? I don't care whether it's on camera or off camera. Like, I understand I'm on a reality show. And so if we're filming and that conversation has to happen on camera, I'm fine with that. But you're going to tell me you're going to wait over 3 years, you know, to bring it up as if it was such a big deal. Like, no, if it was a big deal, tell me then. And I'll tell him, listen, the woman is fragile. She cannot handle your firm hugs. You know, I know that's probably just Juan giving a firm hug. Like, he might, you know, we give her firm handshakes. He probably was giving a firm hug. He was not doing anything more than that. And when I bring it up to him, he doesn't even know what I'm talking about. He's like, I don't remember. Like, it was, you know, so long ago. I don't know what I said. I don't know what I did. And so it's nothing that we're in the house, like, stewing over, but it's just, it's not right that you can go out there and just throw out an accusation like that and, you know, not be careful with what you're saying. So,
and it seems like there really was a buildup this season between you and Karen, of Karen really giving you a lot of, like, little jabs that you even said you picked up on too. Did you feel she was coming at you a lot more severely this year than past years? And do you think you know why she might have been?
Well, I mean, it's funny, like, when we're filming, she's not saying all that nasty stuff to my face. Mm-hmm. She's saying it all behind my back in confessionals. You know, every time when I would see her in person, it was, oh, Robin, when is the wedding? Tell me about the wedding. And, you know, oh, she gives me the little veil. And, you know, she was being nice and supportive. And honestly, in the back of my mind, because I know the type of person Karen is, I didn't trust it. But, you know, there was nothing that was said to me outright and in my face for me to be like, you know, for me to call her out on. And so when I'm watching the show and it's like every single time she asked me about my wedding, she had some nasty, smart ass remark. I'm sorry.
Oh, go for it.
<You're good>. Sorry. Okay. She had some, like, nasty, shady remark. I'm just like, you know, it kind of proves what I was saying when I was calling her fake. You know, just pointing out how she's quite hypocritical and she says one thing and then does something else. And so it kind of goes along the lines with what I was saying. It's like, you know, it's you just don't really know if the words that are coming out of her mouth are genuine. And I really mean that.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars, because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
Some of the words coming out of her mouth were a lot about your marriage and your wedding to Juan. And we know that you got a marriage license obtained back in August. Are we married today? The wedding wasn't fake?
There, nothing about my life is fake.
Okay, okay.
I will say, just continue to watch the show. You'll see our plans develop and to see kind of, you know, what eventually, you know, was the ultimate decision on the wedding. So
why do you think Karen was so fixated on your wedding / marriage?
Honestly, I don't know. At this point, I just think that she might be a little like obsessed with Juan or something. I don't know. It's just, it's really weird to me. You know, I just feel like, especially coming from someone of her maturity, just because, like, you know, once you've gone through life and you've seen how life throws you lemons and you pivot and people actually end up just kind of living life the way they want to, it's like weird coming from someone like her who has experienced life to be so judgmental and fixated on what we're doing. You know, like, I understand younger people who kind of are jaded and they don't really understand things, you know, until you go through life, you don't really understand, you know, what it's all about. But for it to come from her, where it's just like she's so pressed about what we're doing, it's just very strange.
Are you thinking about any of your castmates in particular when you're thinking these younger people who might be jaded and not understand life?
Well, you know, I mean, I think we saw that with Ashley before she had children, and she was so judgmental towards my life and the decisions that I was making in my relationship, which were really really grounded in providing the best life for my kids. And she could not understand that. And now that she has kids, her whole perspective on life and relationships and children and being a parent has changed and evolved. And so, you know, I think we see that, but I just know from my own personal experience, I know the person that I was when I was 25 I'm far different from that person at 43. And so, you know, you just go through things and you have, you know, people close to you that go through things, and you just hear, it's just, the more you live, the more you understand, like, it's not that simple. So.
Yeah, Robin, I want to point out that your approach to handling the rumors about this Karen 2.0, you just called Juan immediately. Juan shared what he wanted to share on that phone call. Why did you take that approach, just calling Juan and getting him on the phone?
You know, because I think I wanted to just cut to the chase. You know what I mean? It's like sometimes we like to draw and drag out these things with the husbands, and you make it a bigger deal than what it is. And I'm like, you know what? Well, let me get him on the phone. If this is what she's saying, let me see what he has to say, so that, you know, I know what I'm walking into, or what I'm dealing with, or what I can respond to. And first of all, like, anytime. My first thought was like, okay, I know this is bullshit, just because, and I'm never one to say, oh my gosh, my man is perfect, he wouldn't do that, because I don't put anything past anybody. Okay. Man, woman, whatever. I don't put anything past anyone. However, I don't think any man on our show is stupid enough to walk around Georgetown. And I don't know if you're familiar with Georgetown, but it's a very
Maryland
populated touristy place where, you know, you cannot be discreet or incognito, right? And so when it was, oh, he was walking around Georgetown holding her hand, and I don't know if I forget what they show on the show and what actually, like, I remember being told in person, so I don't know if they said that. Maybe they did, but they say he walked around Georgetown holding her hand, and I'm like, that would be the dumbest man alive. Like, you cannot be on a reality TV show, first of all. And second of all, Juan also has been a public figure in our area since the 2000s, because he played in the NBA. He played for the Washington Wizards. He played, you know, at the University of Maryland, won a national championship. He's not that stupid to go to Georgetown and hold somebody's hand. So I already knew it was bull crap. But I just wanted to hear it from the horse's mouth. Like, hey, this is what they're saying. you know, what you got to say? What do you want me to take back to them?
Mm-hmm. And so, I love how prepared you were for that lunch, because you came in so calm, tech ready. You have been the tech pro this season. You were just sitting. I was like, is she playing Candy Crush? No. She's pulling up a photo that you had. Were you? Yeah. You said that Giselle sent that to you 6 months ago. Did you kind of know in the back of your mind, it's like, I might need to be using this if Karen comes for me?
You know what? Honestly, so I think a lot of us have stuff in our back pocket. I will honestly say that's not the only legit, concrete information that I have on her. For years, and it's kind of like, don't push me, I won't push you type of situation. I'm sure we all have, you know, so-called information on each other. And so I'm not the type to go around just because I have information on someone to go, oh, this is what I heard. This is what I heard. This is what I heard. You know, because we've been hearing stuff for years, even stuff that comes out of her own mouth. And so, you know, I'm not motivated just to spread gossip just for no reason. But you know, if you're going to come at me and call me fake, then I'm definitely going to point out, you know, how your institution is fake and you're trying to sell people on something that doesn't exist. So.
And you said you had more stuff in your back pocket. And I know you can't give away anything about the reunion, but we know you filmed the reunion and we're so glad you survived it. When you were like, oh, you're doing it this week, I was like, let's see what happens at the reunion, because I have a feeling it gets intense. Did you have to bring out any extra evidence from your Karen file?
Well, you know, I think a certain someone didn't want us to do that. So they were playing nice, very nice. So very disappointing, right?
Yeah. Okay. So you didn't have to, you know, dip into the brief. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't have to open my book of receipts.
Yeah. How would you describe the reunion overall? Was it dramatic, explosive? Did we find resolution with some of the ladies?
You know, it was, I mean, you definitely want to get the dramatics, the explosiveness. Sheesh, I don't know about resolution, which, yeah, I mean, I'm hoping maybe there was some clarity, at least from my standpoint, of like things that I said and did. But as far as like resolution with most of the cast, it's a little rocky.
Okay.
Do you feel you're in a more of a good place with people than you were before?
Yeah, I honestly personally left the reunion feeling fine. You know, I don't really hold on to stuff. Like, you know, I don't come home and wallow in what somebody said. And I take notes and I'm just kind of like, okay, I see who's a friend, who's not, blah, 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 blah. But I walked away from the reunion, you know, feeling like I didn't really have any further conversation I need to have with anyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did Juan make an appearance?
No, he's in basketball season right now. And so, you know, he cannot step away from his team and practice and games to sit at a, you know, sit with a group of people who are yelling at each other. He just can't do that.
I'm glad you brought up sitting, because I feel like, because Bravo even leaked on their Instagram the seating chart, because they were like, because you guys are going to find out anyway. Were you shocked at where you were sitting? Because everyone I know online was kind of like, wait, Reasonably Shady isn't together. What's happening? Did you like your seat? How was that breakdown?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really like, my seat is whatever. I just thought I thought it was strange. I thought the whole configuration was strange. You know, Giselle and I have been on opposite sides before. Season 5, we were on opposite sides. So, you know, that was fine. Like, we're not connected at the hip. We see each other all the time anyway. We talk all the time. You know, it's fine to get a little distance. It's okay. But I just thought the configuration itself was very strange.
What was the strangest part of the seating chart for you?
They had, it was, so Giselle, Ash, it was Giselle, Ashley, Wendy. And I felt like they could have switched Ashley and Wendy with me and Mia. Just, you know, I don't know. I thought that would have made a little bit more sense.
Gotcha. Wait, of Wendy, how are you and Wendy after the reunion? Because so much was said this season about, specifically about your reaction to the whole martini toss situation. Did you guys find any resolution there?
I mean, I said what I had to say. I was able to explain, you know, where I was coming from. See, the thing is, there was a lot of context left out. And so, you know, Wendy had the context. Everyone knew why I was saying what I said, because they heard what I said. So it wasn't even about resolving anything with Wendy, because if, like, at the end of the season, we didn't have issues. Our issues weren't rooted in anything that happened in season 7. All of our issues were rooted in season 6, to be honest. And so I was able to explain that. I was able to, you know, explain why I was saying the things that I was saying with the martini toss and my standpoint on that. And honestly, if she has it, I don't know, I guess we're fine. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, it wasn't like there was no big, if she developed an issue with me, it happened while the show was airing and the fans were getting mad and she's getting mad with them, because we didn't have issues season 7 about anything that I said or did, because everyone had all the context.
Do you consider Wendy, well, do you like Wendy today? Because on the show this season, you're like, I don't like Wendy.
Our issues were stemmed from season 6, and we actually talked about it. You all didn't really get to hear us talk about it in detail. When we were at Candace's graduation party, we were primarily talking about everything that happened in season 6. So we were able to talk through that stuff, and then I was fine. So after that, you know, I don't have any issues.
And I love how much you have been supportive of Candace. And I know that's a hard position for you, because Candace and Giselle, and you're kind of, I don't know if you feel it. Sometimes I feel like you're like stuck in the middle between them. Are you and Candace also still good right now?
I assume we're good. You know, I feel like, you know, on my end, I assume we're fine. I don't know. Yeah, we're fine. I mean, we sat next to each other at the reunion. We were chit-chatting. We're fine. And yeah, it is kind of hard to be in between two friends, but that happens a lot on the show. So, you know, I can say my piece. I can give support to both of them. I can listen to both of them. I don't, you know, I don't want to get involved in the throwing jabs or insults, but I can be a supportive friend to both of them, so...
It seems like nobody wants to be between maybe Mia and Wendy from that coming attraction, because it seems like they are getting, there was a potential chance that they'd get kind of on a more intimate level to end Mexico.
You know, that whole situation is still fuzzy to me. I mean, I'm just like, what, did something happen? Did it not? Who said what? Who did what? Who? It's a little fuzzy to me. But you know, I understand how we get to that point sometimes, because especially on these cash trips, the cash trips are long, they're draining. And I think when we finally hit the end and everyone is just, I don't care who's mad at who, it's like, oh, I'm just so happy to be able to just, you know, just relax and have fun and let loose and have a good old time. And so I understand that that's probably a lot of what was going on, just them just being relieved that, like, okay, you know, we're this trip is over and we're going home in the morning. So but yeah, we get, you know, people and I've, you know, other trips I've kind of hung out after dark, and you know, we just drink and have fun and let loose, and it's like a big weight release, because those trips are very, very exhausting.
I feel like that happens pretty frequently on Potomac, where things are so dramatic and then we get the cell phone footage and everyone's like getting along and it's so great to see. You girls always keep the fans on their toes. We never know what's gonna happen. You can be screaming your heads off and then, you know, potentially bumping vaginas the very same night. So
yeah, Yeah, I think that's like the great thing about us is like we move on very quickly from the drama. You know, I mean, we like almost every episode, it's like there's, you know, a new situation and we're not even, for the most part, we're not even carrying over stuff that happened, you know, the day before or the morning before. Like, you know, with this whole Karen situation that you just watched, like, you know, we literally just are yapping at each other. And then I'm like, okay, whatever, what's next? Where are we going? You know, I'm not like, oh my gosh, oh, like, and caught up on it. And so I think we're able to, the fact that we're able to just like keep it moving, you know, it helps with the group dynamic for sure.
The person struggling with that a bit is Jacqueline, but mainly because her and Mia have like a multiple decade long friendship and like almost like family ship. Which yeah. is hard. How is, do you feel hope for them? Because it's been breaking my heart watching them just kind of like separate.
Yeah, that situation is really unfortunate. And I do think when you have a friendship that long for, you know, almost whatever, 20 years or so, however long they've been friends, and it falls apart in front of cameras, like that makes it so much worse. You know, it's like, and I really was, I mean, I'll be honest, I was disappointed in Mia with how she handled it because I felt like as a housewife who brought your friend on the show, you should definitely, you know, protect your friend and have your friend's back and try to kind of look out for her and not let the show change the dynamic of your friendship. And, you know, I just felt like Jacqueline in this situation just was a little bit more naive, maybe. I don't know, but it just... it's so unfortunate. And we all hated to see it happen. And I had hope for them at the reunion, but I honestly can't say what's next for them. I can't.
Well, Robin, before we let you go, speaking of hope at the reunion, I am curious, how did things play out for Giselle and Candace?
Not great.
Not great. Okay.
You won't be going to Thailand together again anytime soon.
Yeah, not voluntarily, that's for sure. Yeah. Not wow. great.
Okay, so no resolution there. Did Chris come out? Did Chris get to have his say?
Yeah, he was there. He had a lot to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did Giselle take it?
Like she always does. Bullets just boom, 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 you know.
Bulletproof.
And we're glad to, because we chatted with her. We're happy that we got both sides of Reasonably Shady, but also we're glad that she got to let us know that she's having a little light fun with Jason from Winter House. So I hope maybe she got to text him after to let loose after
the reunion. Yes. They've been enjoying their time together. I'm almost getting jealous. I'm like, you know, when your friend starts to like hang out with somebody and I'm like, hello, where are you?
She might be like entering boyfriend land soon.
I don't think so, because I don't think that's what she wants. I don't think she wants, like, you know, a commitment situation, but she's having fun and I'm happy for her.
We love to see it. Well, Robin, thank you so much for taking the time today. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
If you loved gossiping with us, and I know you do, then don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Virtual Reality by Page Six.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. See you next week.